Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa ahsinu inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Wa qala tabarak wa ta'ala wa inna Allah lama'al muhsinin. Wa qala tabarak wa ta'ala inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra muhsinin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Respected brothers, listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen, that whatever habits we have in our deen, that these habits, these adat, we can change them to ibadat. Many things we do in our life becomes habitual, becomes an adat. But the purpose for our existence is ibadat, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala created us only for His worship, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salah you performed now, Salatul Maghrib, wasn't for the salah itself. Every ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. Ta'arraf ala Allah. To get this ta'arruf, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all His sifat, with all His attributes, the af'al of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's workings. So now Salatul Maghrib also, how much did I connect to my Allah, that this standing of mine, standing also is an adat, is a habit. We stand up, we walk, we stand, we kneel, we bow, we prostrate. Brothers go to the gym, they do exercise, they also, they're doing stretches, they're going down, they're coming up. So all these things become habits, adats. But in Salah is different. This adat become an ibadat. How becomes ibadat? When it's done in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala wants me to stand in salah. Now I connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This adat, this habit becomes an ibadat. How to stand for the ahnaf, anafis, our feet facing towards the qibla. Now in a certain position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to connect to Allah, to connect to Baytullah. So the feet facing towards the qibla. This qiyam, the standing up, that which is habitual, becomes an ibadat now. Allah Ta'ala gives us reward for this. We are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So standing up, to show to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm standing up, I am ever ready to receive your commands. Ya Allah, I'm ready. I am standing. How we here commonly say, قُبُوا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Stand up with the permission of Allah. Ya Allah, I'm standing up with your permission to receive your orders, to carry it out. I'm ready to give my life for the deen of Allah, to give my time for the deen of Allah. Ya Allah, when you say run, I'll run. When you say stop, I'll stop. Person goes for Umrah, he goes for Hajj. Now person is between Safa and Marwa. Now it's time to run, now he'll run. Now slow down, then you slow down. First 3 rounds. Then a person, they'll make ittiba, he'll open his, he'll make ramal in the first 3 rounds, there he'll run. Or he'll walk a bit faster during tawaf. Leave your right shoulder open. Now cover the right shoulder during salah. What's the command of Allah right now? This now, I fulfill the command of Allah, Allah Ta'ala wants it from me. So standing up, I'm ready, Allah, to receive your commands. Now you say, stop all the work, I've stopped the work, Allah, I've come, I'm standing. What do I do after this? So standing up for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the going to ruku. How to go into ruku? See, going into ruku brings you closer to Allah. Allah, I want to get closer to you. Person goes into ruku. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi, is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he can become habitual. He's doing some stretches, some exercise, he's going down, he's coming up, some back exercise, whatever it may be. Then he comes up, now he goes into sajda. Standing up, Ya Allah, I'm ready for your deen. Going into ruku, Ya Allah, I'm getting closer to you. And going to sajda, Ya Allah, I want to be with you. Ya Allah, I want to be lama'al muhsini. Allah say, I am with those who do good works, those who do good a'mal. وَأَحْسِنُوا مُلْ إِبْرَاهِمْ صَحَبْ دَيْوَلَا دَنُوا بَرَكَاتُهُ مِكْتَرْ جُمَا وَأَحْسِنُوا. He said, her kaam ke andar husan payda karo. Her kaam ke andar husan payda karo. And every amal of yours create beauty in it. Every action create beauty in it. And he said, gash karo 5 minutes ke liye, magar husan ke saath, adab ke saath, aur usool ke saath. ये लोगों के लिए ये काफी होगा, लोगों की हिदायत के लिए. They do that gush even for 5 minutes, but with husn and beauty. Like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did it. With fikr and zikr. With the usools. With the adab. Fikr in the heart. Zikr on the tongue. Controlling the eyes and the thoughts. Wa ahsinu. He said, create beauty in your salah. Create beauty in your Quran tilawat. Create beauty in your tasbihat. When is I read my tasbihat? Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Even in salah also, subhanallah, subhanallah. See, recite with beauty and muhabbat and love. Tasbih Fatimi, we recite. After every salah, to recite Tasbih Fatimi, and then before we sleep also, they also how to recite it. Here we are taught how beautifully our Shaykh teaches us, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Abdul Barakatuhu. A person goes to a foreign country, and he has an eye for gardening, for flowers, for roses, for plants, for trees. What he has, they say he has green fingers. He likes gardening. So he sees a certain plant. So he asks a person, what plant is this? Very unique, I haven't seen it before. So and so plant, where can I get this? So and so place, nursery, they have it. We can purchase from there. So he goes through all the trouble. Because he saw the fruits of it. He saw the shade of it. How beautiful the garden would look. With this tree, if I have it there, foreign mal. So he goes through all the trouble, does the paperwork, wants to import that plant, that tree, that flower, whatever it may be. Finally, he brings it home. They deliver it to the house, the excitement. He calls his professional gardener, landscape. Where to put it, how to put it, check the internet also, which angle, not too much of sun, not too much of shade, not too much of water also. So all this, he goes through the research, how to just plant that one tree only. And then such a spot also, to ensure that anybody is reversing, mustn't hit it by mistake also. Children are playing, they must run over it. All this fikr he got. Only he's making the zikr of the tree, and he got the fikr of the tree in the heart also. And he's walking with this. How to do it? He's walking in the garden with the gardener, landscaper. This position, that position. But there is no yaqeen, there is no conviction whether he is going to enjoy the fruits of the tree. Whether the day is going to come for him to see it. Whether he will enjoy the shade of it. He's hoping maybe, I love to see it. But so much of trouble he goes to, just doing the one dunya action, we can imagine now what beauty is hoping for to come out from this. Allah Ta'ala says, in every amal I want this beauty also. In your wudu also, how we make wudu? Do that with beauty, with miswak, with khushu and khudu, they also concentration. When I'm making my wudu also, with istihbarul fada'il, to be conscious of the fada'il. When I'm making wudu, not just as we do it slapdash, just making wudu anyhow, the water is running, and asking the brother, you close shop, what time are you opening tomorrow, how's it busy? I'm making wudu right now, I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a bridegroom, that tomorrow you're going to shop. I say, what are you talking about? Shop, we got married today. Where's his khushu right now? Where's his concentration right now? Can't get him off the topic where his mind is going to. Salah is muhabbatul Allah. Now I'm going to meet my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So just how to create this husn and beauty in every action. This is now one tree. So much of fikr, so much of dhikr, so much of effort. Imported it, did the paperwork, where to plant it, how to water, how much to water, and the rest of it. Anybody comes also, come see my tree. For something very exotic. Everybody likes the word exotic, something exotic. Nobody else has this. So how to create this beauty in my a'mal? Hazrat will explain, when he comes to Tasbih Fatimi also, how to recite this with beauty. Why? For every subhanallah. Every subhanallah, gharasun fil jannah. One tree in jannah for you. This is one tree of dunya. The tree of jannah guaranteed. The shade of it, subhanallah. The fruits of it. Daniya, kutufuha daniya. You just look at the tree and the bunch will come down to you. Now we're waiting for syndicate. Listening for lychees. When is it going to come? Then the mangoes, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, done already. The tasbih Fatimi, you're going to read after salah. Now even the laws or the rules or the guidelines of agriculture, we are planting trees. For every subhanallah, Gharasun fil Jannah. Alhamdulillah, they are tea in Jannah. Allahu Akbar, tea in Jannah. After Salah, how many times did he read? Altogether 100 times. 33, 33, 34. 100 times. After every Salah, how many trees are you planting? 100 trees. Here in dunya, if you to plant a tree, 100 trees, they're not going to plant them one next to the other. Depending now how high the tree will grow, the branches, how far away they will grow. So accordingly, they say leave 2 meters, leave 3 meters. Leave them apart so there's space to grow. So you need a big plot. You're going to buy a big plot, big farm, forest, to plant the trees. When you come to the trees of Jannah, subhanAllah, Hadith Sharif says it'll take a fast horse rider more than 100 years just to cover the shade of one branch. Just the shade of one branch. You're planting 100 trees like that every day after every salah. So understand, if you're doing this 6 times a day, after every salah, 100 times, before we sleep also. So Ali's riwayat radiallahu anhu, he learned from Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, he tasbih Fatimi before you sleep. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 600 trees a day, Hazrat says effectively you are increasing your plot every day, your portfolio is increasing. Your farm is increasing, your plot is increasing. And those trees, those fruits, guaranteed you will get them. But if you want to plant for good fruit and good shade, then how to recite the name of Allah? Take the name of Allah with piyar and muhabbat. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. To say it with beauty also. Not just as we do it in after salah, take one tasbih and subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. You're praising Allah. Ya Allah, you are pure. You are free of all faults, all blemishes, all shortcomings. We make tasbih of Allah. Ya Allah, you are pure. Allah doesn't get any more pure. Allah Ta'ala purifies your heart. The way you are saying it also, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhanallah, Allah said purify his heart. He's saying it with purity also. Alhamdulillah. You're praising Allah in the correct manner, taking the name of Allah. Ya Allah, all praise belongs to you. Whether praise of insan to insan, he has some beautiful quality in him, you're praising him. Allah says that praise belongs to me also. I gave him that attribute and that quality. Whether man praising man praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah praising man, all praise belongs to Allah. Allah says, you praise me, I will make you praiseworthy. People will sing your praises. Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. There's no comparison to the greatness of Allah. Allah is great, period. We don't have to say greatest. Allah is great. There's no comparison to the greatness of Allah Jalla Jalalu. So how to create this beauty in every amal? Just my tasbih Fatimi I read. How to recite that correctly? My salah also, how to do that correctly? How to make all my adat ibadat? Whether I'm traveling also, I am going out, going somewhere, how to make that ibadat also? Kuffar are traveling, they are going out, they are eating, they are drinking, they are sleeping. Allah Ta'ala created us for His ibadat, for His worship. Did I get my Allah in my Salatul Maghrib? Did I connect to my Allah? The ibadat is not for the sake of ibadat. Understand my dear brothers. Umrah is not for the sake of just making tawaf and making sa'i. Hajj is not for the sake of just making hajj. Khuruj fi sabilillah, majalis, not just for the sake of the bayan. But the maqsad and purpose is to get my Allah in my life. Allah, how you want me to lead my life? How to do every single thing in my life with beauty in a manner attracts the tawajjuh and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me and my family. And by extension, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can I make my entire life an ibadat and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm going out on safar right now. Ours is different. We're going on a journey. Kuffar, they'll take the medical kit with them. Emergency kit. My medical kit, my emergency kit. Every car should have one emergency kit also. Have one juzdan in there. Got my Quran Sharif. Got my paras there. You got our green kitab. What you read at night, every night. Have every car has it, alhamdulillah. This is a Muslim vehicle. At one time there was also an article, Jannati car. Jannati car. How to make my car part of my Jannati package also. And we find this in the life of Wakabir. Subhanallah. When they used to go and suffer also anyway. As soon as you're out of the town, it's a masla. Once you're out of the city, out of the town, you're on safar, you're going out, then it is permissible to perform nafil salah sitting down in the vehicle facing any direction. Only for nafil, not for farz. Farz salah, you have to get off the vehicle. Like this, they would read salah for the entire safar. Quran upon Quran they would read. Para upon para they would read. Make that vehicle also jinnati kha. So how to make our safar also, our journey also. We live in the house, kafir also will leave the house. What he'll do? Alarm system. Make sure the alarm is working, windows are closed. Yes, we have to take our precaution. But a mu'min more than that, he's reading his dua when he's leaving home. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These may be simple sunnahs, but powerful. We don't understand every dua is accepted by Allah. Every dua is accepted by Allah. Whether we'll get the reward, whether we'll get the benefit in this worldly life, if not, it's preserved and kept away for us on the day of Qiyamah. You make the dua, you'll get the reward for it. If you didn't get protection over here in this dunya through the dua of protection, then there's hope that this dua protect you on the day of Qiyamah of the fire of Jahannam. But you read the dua. He left home. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. I took the name of Allah. I placed my trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, no might, no strength, the entire world to do any good, to refrain from evil, except with the permission of Allah. He took the name of Allah. From the side of Allah, a caller calls out, hudita, wa kufita, wa uqita, fadanaha anhu shaitan. What a powerful dua we have. But my yaqeen, myself, is stuck in my remote. Alarms are coming on. By Allah, the alarm is on already. You read your dua already. My leaving the home is different compared to the non-Muslim. He's got his cameras on, the live streaming is on, he can check on his phone. He can check on his phone, what's happening at home. So the alarm system is already linked up now to the alarm company also. Arm response. Here the Hazrat says to arm response means, after the thief comes and take everything, then they pitch up. What happened? Now we see the camera, how they took it away. Whereas when it comes to our du'as, is to prevent it. Yeah, like it mustn't happen. Proactive. But all these security systems we have now, is to see after that how they got in, how, from which door, they evaded the camera, didn't see it, now it's gone. Now we got evidence. But the evidence against us, I left the home, I didn't read my du'a. The habit of leaving the home is there. Make their adat and ibadat. Now I got great reward. And three du'as from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I left the home and I read my du'a. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. La awla wa la quwwata illa billah. And mashallah, we have many homes. Mashallah, they have the little signage there next to the door. Before entering the toilet also. Read du'a before you enter the toilet. When you come out from the toilet. But unfortunately, that's just to beautify the wall only. Very nice poster you have here, a very nice frame you have here. But how many are reading the dua? The wall looks nice, looks covered, mashallah. But it's for that to come into the heart. That am I reading it? For the parents to remind the children, you're leaving home, read the dua and go. Then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, du'as will come, hudita, that you will be guided. You will be guided. We need guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every step of our life. The biggest masla nowadays is a masla of hidayat. Biggest masla. To be guided to the right decision, the right amal, the right way to say things, how to do things. وَيَهْدِ إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابْ مَنْ يُنِيبْ. Allah gives hidayat. If you want it, Allah will give the hidayat. We have to read the dua. Ya Allah, I want hidayat. This is proof to say to Allah, Ya Allah, that I want hidayat, I want guidance. Not just for salah, my entire life till Jannat. Now we tell the office boy also. Now we come to that part of the year. We come to that part of the year right now where the holidays have started. And in many homes right now, there are decisions that are being made. There are decisions that are being made. Whether teachers, whether certain people in different fields take a transfer, don't take the transfer, move to this city, to that town, that province. Whether the professionals, whether in the corporate world, Do I make a move? Whether the youngster is finishing the matric now. What mashwara? What decision to make? Do I do my 4 months yet? Do I do 4 months? Do I go in the path of Allah? Do I go to university? Do I go to Darulum? The Hafiz boy now, he's also got a decision to make. Next year, part-time or full-time. My daughter is becoming of age also. Send her back to school. Do send her back to school. Decisions are being made. Decisions of life for life. Am I going to make the correct decision? That is why we learn from our mashayikh also. When you're reading our nawafil, Allah salatul awwabin, person makes different, multiple intentions. Allah Ta'ala's khazana is very great. Salatul Tawbah. Ya Allah, whatever gunas have done for the day. Hajat. Ya Allah, I have a need. Then Salatul Shukr. Ya Allah, I thank you for your ni'mas and bounties. Then we can include in there Salatul Istikhara also. Usually we've been taught, oh, we've heard, Istikhara you only can make before you sleep at night. Then after that you can't eat, you can't drink, and you can't do anything. Go and sleep away. Now how many have the himmat to make Salatul Istikhara? It's a very simple amal. Ya kitabs, alhamdulillah, that are written by ulama ikram, guidelines on how to make Salatul Istikhara. It can be done any time of the day. Then we have the short Istikhara also. Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li. Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li. Ya Allah, grant me the best. Ya Allah, you choose for me. So we have two weapons, two mechanisms Allah Pak has given us to guide us. The time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sahaba ikram had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will go to Nabi of Allah, alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi of Allah, what do I do? This is what I feel. I've come for mashwara. Or this is what has happened. What do I do ahead? They have come for guidance, they come for mashwara. This time of the year, hudita, we read this dua leaving the home, Allah said, you guided. Now make the correct decisions. Read the dua, and then use these two weapons Allah Pak has given us. What are the two weapons we have? Istikhara and mashwara. Istikhara and mashwara, is it only for khuruj fi sabil, in the path of Allah, we go jamaat, make mashwara. That unfortunately we find ourselves when we go in jamaat, after fajr, mashallah, brothers giving the 6 points bayan, everyone is awake beside the jamaat. Because alhamdulillah, they were tahajjud the whole night, fikr for the ummah, they couldn't sleep. And then after, mashwara will start. Everyone, mashwara starts, brothers, who's bayan today? Alhamdulillah, all become humble. Put their heads down. Brother, what's your eye? Who's brother? Who's bayan today? Who will make ta'alim? Who will make the ta'alim? Then one brother will give the, his eye. What's your opinion? Whatever he said. What do you say? Amin sahab, believe it to you. Nobody will supply their mind. After mashwara is finished for ta'alim, brother, what time is breakfast? Amin sahab, 10 o'clock. 9:30. Amin sahab, when we wake up. And then what time will be the ta'alim then? After breakfast. What time is that? When we finish breakfast. Then we all have arrived. When it comes to menu and venue, then we all have an opinion. But when it comes to deen, then they say brain dead. Ke dunya ke mashghulo ke liye, that they say that when it comes to the things of dunya, then the mind is working full speed. And when it comes to deen, ye tumhare aqal mar gaye. Then your brain has died. Years ago, alhamdulillah, we had a jamaat that had come from Qatar. Sheikh Nasir, Dr. Aboud, was a scientist. Worked many years in America. One of the top 10 scientists in America working for Boeing. And mashallah, he gave a lot of time in the path of Allah, Dr. Aboud. So he was sitting in the morning fikr. So Dr. Saab was sitting there and had a frown on his forehead. Had a frown on his forehead, so we asked him, Dr. Saab, what's on your mind? So when the jamaas come, they take ahwal of the masjid. How many musallis? How many homes? How many baligh men? How many musallis are coming to the masjid? So they're working accordingly now. How much effort we have to make? How many 4 months, 40-day brothers, 3-day brothers? So he's got his head down and he's thinking. Dr. Saab, what's the problem? He said, I'm trying to apply my mind. So what do you mean? You see, when it comes to my science that I'm involved in, whatever I like, the speed my mind works in, I can't even put a figure to it when it comes to my dunya. I'm trying to apply the same speed to my deen also. But it can't just take off right now. Can't just take off. But how come there's so many Muslim homes? Look at the percentage of musallis. Doesn't tie up. What's the reason for this? Then he gave a few examples. Say a person wants to buy a car. He goes to the car dealer. And then he asks the car dealer, I'm looking for a certain car. The car dealer has got the entire warehouse and stock in his brain. He'll ask you what vehicle, what model, how many kilos, service history, spare key, spare wheel, whole detail he'll ask him. What speed the mind is working. Okay, I don't have any stock right now, but I'll look out for you. And somehow he'll find that the whole haystack, that one needle fell in there, he found that car. So it was a luck. Allah's qudrat it was. Allah Ta'ala gave it. But how he applied the mind? You see, look at a person who's to buy a home in our time. Person who's to buy a home. Sunday is driving down certain street. And how the mind is working left to right. For show, on show, for sale. And he's looking now, double story, cobblestone. How much maintenance, how much of tar. The mind is working the speed. When it comes to deen, he says, then we just shut down. Now we can't think deen. Now we can't think dua also. Now we need hidayat from Allah, ya Allah. Just ignite, start that engine of deen now. That the mind start working for deen. I'm going out for a holiday also. How to make that holiday a holy day? One is you take our emergency kit, we got our Quran Sharif, we got our green kitab, munajat maqbool, tasbihat, etc. We have it with us. Together with that, every hand luggage we have on musalla inside, traveling musalla. Then mashallah, we're giving in all the jalsa sometime. Very good thing to give. Traveling musalla. Every bag should have him on traveling musalla. Traveling musalla is there. I got my musalla, I read my namaz anywhere. Then my water can, what they call it, some water buddy or something nowadays. Then I can make my wuzu. All these things to carry with us. That I have these things to perform my salah. The entire earth Allah Pak gave musalla for us. So I got my musalla with me. Got my water with me. Whether I need for the Baitul Khala and toilet also. There we have our container. Whether it be the tissue paper, that too I'm carrying with my hand luggage. I'm ready for salah. My holiday is different, it's a holy day. And then the ulama say, when we go out also. Sometimes we're booking far from the masjid. Allah give us that love for the masjid, I don't want to be far from it. I don't want to be far from the house of Allah, I want to hear the azan. But if we have to go somewhere, then they give us guidelines. Whole family is there, already sketch out on the group, holiday group. Zohar azan this time, Fajr azan this time, Jamaat this time. Otherwise we know Isha namaz will be what time? After midnight. How many rakats? 2 and 3. 2 and 3. Inna atina qul huwa Allah. Most beloved surah, Hazrat says, patented. That's our surah belongs to me. He said, read it, but at least have the namaz time. Azan to be given properly. Azan, iqama, sunnah. Holiday for a mu'min actually means change of ibadat. My Hazrat says, that holiday for a believer is a change of ibadat. Whole year I'm working to take care of the family. Now I've taken out time to make khidmat of the family. Not to look after them. To give them some comfort. To give time to my children that now we can have ta'alim. But unfortunately the taste buds have now become spoiled. Take out ta'alim kitab, what they'll say is spoiling the fun. Inna lillahi wa inna. Now he's spoiling the fun. So the whole holiday means now, far from deen, far from the masjid, far from amal, dressing will change, topi will come out, the kurta will get shorter also, even the pants get short. And when the topi grows one, something in the front there. And what do you call it? Cap. So for salah, I'll just turn it around. My Hazrat says that you have a formal da'wat. Have a formal da'wat, and your best friend comes to the da'wat with his cap, sleeveless t-shirt, and jammies. You tell him, my stomach, I'll meet you at the door, I'm coming now. But you can't come in like this. This is a formal da'wat. We've got people over here. We'll tell him, by this now, put something on and come back. He said, he'll understand also. Hey, Maaf, I didn't realize it. You can't dress like this and come. Well, Sunday is all free for all. Come with jammies, come with sleeveless t-shirt, come with your cap also, And where the sunglasses are supposed to be on the eyes is at the back of the cap. Now I don't know whether he's looking at you or which side it is, car parked on the wrong side of the road. He says, now you don't know, but you came for namaz. Now if the Imam Sahib can't tell him anything, get offended. Trustees too can't say anything, he'll get offended. He's a Muslim, he came for namaz at least. But he came by Dawood like that, I won't allow him in the house like that. I won't allow him to come in the house like this. Look at how he's dressed, short pants. But the house of Allah, is free for all. Because we haven't kept the adab of the masjid. Allah Ta'ala now is giving, now we have all the challenges. Azan is too loud. Oh, rezoning, we're having a problem. So to make the correct decisions, now is the time end of the year. The dua we read, Hudith Allah will guide you to make istikhara, to make mashwara. Such important things. They say the person who will make mashwara, will never regret. And the person who makes istikhara will never suffer a loss. So we have two things. That's why we advise our young brothers. The parents also. That how many of us, myself also, trust my own decisions? How many can say I trust myself? Allah, Sahaba Ikram went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will wait for wahi to come down. Not only that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded in Quran Sharif, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. O Nabi of Allah, you consult them, make mashwara with them in their matters. وَأَمُرْهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. All the matters were decided through mashwara. As I mentioned, our mashwara, we go in the path of Allah, how we make mashwara. They need to apply our mind. Not just menu and venue. You brought the ball and the braai stand. That's the mashwara. But the mashwara of the work, that too is there on this place. Amir Sahib knows better. But how to make mashwara? You also Najib point on Jamaat mentioned. Said the students came in Jamaat. Say, I can't understand this. They brought the ball and braai stand. That was the highlight. Not the fadail amal, the fadail sadaqat. It was the ball and the braai stand. After Isha is a braai and then the ball. But they took out cash Jamaat. They took out cash Jamaat. You can't understand. Before this, we had India Jamaat came. We had Pakistan, 1 year Jamaat came. But the students Jamaat, Braistan took out the Jamaat, cash Jamaat. So one of the elders, he mentioned it wasn't the ball and the Braistan. He said when the zameen and the earth becomes hard and dry, our akabir, alhamdulillah, when they make mashwara, they have ittihadul qulub, ittihadul fikr, ijtima'ul qulub. The hearts are united, the fikr is one. That ya Allah, deen must prevail. Allah guides them. This Jamaat must go there. This Jamaat must go here. Allah Ta'ala shows them through mashwara that the earth now has become hard and dry. Now we need a Jamaat to go and soften the ground. Said on 1 year Pakistan, Jamaat will go, whole night they'll cry, tears will flow. Tears will flow, the zameen and the earth will become soft. Send another Jamaat, there are working Jamaat, they work, they make talim properly, they'll make gush properly. They tilt the soil, they plant the seeds. Another Jamaat will come, another Jamaat will... Allah's system is in play, is working right now. Jamaat is moving with the harkat is moving with barakat, nusrat and rahmat. But Ilyas Abu say, rahmatul alayhi, as long as the Jamaat is moving in the path of Allah, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, Allah's nusrat, help of Allah, Allah's barakat is moving with them. For they're moving lillah or fillah. For the pleasure of Allah, in the pleasure of Allah. For the sake of Allah, in the pleasure of Allah. He says, finally to the harvest time. The soil got tilted, the seeds were planted, now it was time to harvest the fruit. Which Jamaat came? The breast and Jamaat came, mashallah. They played some ball, but they gave muhabbat and love. Hearts were united. They made some ta'aleem. Touched the people's hearts, Jamaat got ready. It was time for harvesting. And Allah Ta'ala sent this Jamaat. Why? To give little boys himmat. See, I took out on Jamaat. They can do some work also. This is hidayat. Allah Ta'ala guided them. Through mashwara. So for us, so important right now, my dear brothers, in our homes, to make mashwara. We are taught in different teachings of our akabir, and ulama, and riwayat, how to make mashwara. Husband make mashwara with the wife. Wife make mashwara with the husband. We are doing things together. Let's make this habit in ibadat also. Wife is going out, unfortunately she's got an old vehicle, she's leaving out. Now this habit of hers, make it ibadat, take permission from the husband. Then husband also must see, Is it pleasing to Allah right now? Do you have to go out? I can make a break, I can take you. Make this habit of going out, make it ibadah now. You don't have to go right now. So how to change our adat to ibadat? Through mashwara we can do it. Make mashwara with the family, it will create understanding between husband and wife. You don't need to assert authority. Yes, we have to, we have to. But where now we can make mashwara. Mashwara with the children also. Better now you will become hafiz, next year go full-time hifz. Go full-time hifz. Make mashwara. It'll revive his heart also. My father is concerned for me. Mashwara with the staff. Staff with the employer. Mashwara with students. These are all we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW in his life, how to make mashwara. Everything happened to mashwara. The battle of Uhud. The battle of Uhud, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appointed 50 archers to protect the certain flank. The battle of Uhud, when they saw that there was, so to say, a victory. So, ijtihadi ghalati. They applied their minds. It seemed to them the battle was over. Sahaba ikram already taking the mali ghanimat, the booty. So they left their positions. Amir Sahib told them, don't leave the positions. Battle isn't over as yet. Amir Sahib, they're already distributing. So they left. Khalid bin Walid, that time, not a Muslim, came from behind and martyred 50 of them. Radiallahu anhum. Among them, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Here we can imagine, my dear brothers, the second major battle in Islam. Third year of Hijrah. And now, we lost 50 men from one area. Nearly every gully street has a janazah right now. Nearly every home has a janazah. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can imagine the pain. I lost 50 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Most of them ansar also. Most of them ansar, more than total 70 shuhada. Battle of Uhud, plus minus. More than 60 ansar of Madina Munawwara. We took y'all in. And through your mashwara, so to say, we lost more than 60 of our men and a few of your men. They say at this juncture, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one is the mental stress that he is going through. That, oh Allah, how could this happen? How could they leave their positions? What's going through his mind? The distress, the anxiety to lose 70. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, and more than that, his uncle also. And then the physical stress, physical pain, when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam lost his teeth also, got a gash in his cheeks, fell down in the pit, rumor went out that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam had passed away. And then they say, now look at Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, what they are going through. Those that left their post, they lost their lives also. And those that fell, we could not protect them. Now what they are going through? What's going to happen now? Is Wahi going to come down? Is Wahi going to condemn them? They're also anxious. What face do we show Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Are we going to be reprimanded? There'll be some punishment for us. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, through all this that is happening right now, stress, anxiety, tension. We know just in the shop, the staff didn't listen. He left the position. Security went now for 5 minutes out. And what damal happened in the shop? Where was security? Where was security? When the night became, the security now at that moment, he had to leave his post because he went to relieve himself. Now you take him to task. How could you leave at that time? And at that time, the thief came and they broke into the store. Now we can understand our anxiety. Lost sleep, have to go to the shop, the damage, where was security, we paid so much, you know it's already volatile period of the year. And then too, you aren't careful enough, we know what we go through, what we won't tell the security company. Now, we were battle of Uhud. 50 men, 50 archers, and then 20 more, 70 altogether. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmatul lil alameen, was a pure rahmat. And the ulama say, understand, in this rahmatul lil alameen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being a mercy for mankind, through the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through him, gave us all the beautiful commandments. Every command of Allah is a rahmat. Very important point, my dear brothers. Now, especially that we are going out with family, this even that parada, Allah ta'ala ordained, did as a rahmat for the ummah. Hijab. Alhamd wal maut. Brother-in-law is maut. Can't eat together. Can't stay together. Can't go everywhere together. We take it to be now, we can't. So we can't eat together anymore. We can't travel together anymore. We can't do this together anymore. That not doing, and this segregation, whether it is segregation in the family, and that too also how unfortunately ulama say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoilt us in this country. Everything that we are enjoying right now above standard level. Khana peena, subhanallah. Our eating like jannatis, we are eating, subhanallah. When it comes to the people of Gaza right now, yeah, ulama are saying, this test that Allah Pak mentions in Quran Sharif, that I will test you, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ I will definitely test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ Little bit, little amount of fear. What fear we have? Possibly something can happen. But we have security. Our homes are secured. Masjid is secured. Boundary walls. Burglar guards. So we have a bit of fear. And our brothers and sisters and families in Gaza, not little. We don't know whether we're going to wake up tomorrow, whether we see the next moment. Complete fear. Well, jur. Allah says, I will test you with hunger. Little bit of hunger. Little bit of hunger. Our hunger, we go somewhere, we're looking who is it approved by. Okay, we don't trust this certain organization now. So, one brother said, Imana, I said, what do you do then? There's no food. We carry Provita with us. We carry Provita with us. So we can just pass the day at least. There, we know what's the halat right now, condition. When it comes to food, ya Allah. The mothers that are breastfeeding can't suckle the little baby also. Our babies, mashallah, 6 months before, 3 months before, already the room is done up. We are waiting for the baby shower. Showers of gifts and love and muhabbat. There, no love, no muhabbat, just waiting for bombs to fall. Allah Pak protect them. Fear. Waljur. Hunger. وَنَقْسِ مِلَ الْأَمْوَالِ Loss, deficiency, decrease in wealth. They lost everything. Livelihood is gone. But anfus, lives also. Family is wiped out. Entire register is, that family is written off in the register. Nobody left behind. Wathamarat, fruits. Olive trees are being burned down. Hundreds of years old olive trees. Every test they are going through right now that we can't even imagine what scale. But Allah Ta'ala gives the salli wa bashiri sabiri. Glad tidings to them that are patient. And when this affliction comes to them, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ulama say we on the contrast, on the other side of it, Allah protect us. When we are tested, we should not, Allah save us, but we should not say that Alhamdulillah, I'm insured. Na'uzu billah. I got insurance. I got some makhluk that will back me up. There's no sabr then. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Not work then. Allah says, if you don't have this, you did it only for Allah. The test came. Allah says, inna lillahi, you said, wa laika alim salawatum wa rabbi. Allah says, salawat for you. Salutations for you. From your Rabb wa Rahman, Allah's rahmat upon you. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun, and you are rightly guided. Coming back to my dear brothers, when it comes to mashwara, here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now they are stressed, they have anxiety. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also anxiety, called Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But this is rahmatul lil alameen. The point you're making there, every single teaching and sunnah, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is a rahmat. Whether it be segregation, whether it be a qisas al-hudud also, life for a life, hand for a hand. Now the Western say barbaric, na'uzu billah. But this issue is the rahmat of Allah. Take one person's hand, how many thousand people are safe? Millions are safe. Brothers, know that be to Hijaz and Muqaddas, and to Muslim countries, mashallah. At night you can walk, children are playing 2 o'clock in the morning. Go to Madinatul Munawwara, subhanallah. Makkatul Mukarrama. There's all these Mubarak places. Hajj season, we saw many a times, alhamdulillah. Person opened a new shop. No time to put the front glass also. And the stock, it's stocked till from the ceiling to the floor, floor to the ceiling. Stocked up. Half past 2 in the morning, you pass this person's shop, you put the light off, just took one sheet, on either side, hooked it up, the top at the bottom, and he's going home to sleep. No window, no door, no lock. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. And absolutely safe. Absolutely safe. This is the rahmat, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every teaching of Nabi of Allah is a rahmat for us. We feel it difficult because our taste buds have become spoiled. What they say? That Allah has spoiled us in this dunya, and now we are spoiling the deen of Allah. Allah has spoiled us with dunya, we are spoiling the deen of Allah. And that is difficult. We can't do this, or that's too heavy, or that masala is like this. The masala is the same, just in the kitabs. That is what Quran and Hadith Sharif is saying. So here, coming back to the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu salam calls up Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah Ta'ala sends down wahi. فَبِبَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَا فَضُّوا مِّنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرُ. Mashwara is such an important thing in our home right now. What do I do with my children next year? Ask many a parent, son is 11 years old, 12 years old, 10 years old. I say, what's your plan for your child? So she there back home in Durban. Ask the brothers, what's your plan for your child? The common reply, we'll see. I said, the sea is very big. I don't know where you're going to drown him. I said, you do have no plan for your child. We'll see means I'll see. And in our language, if he doesn't make it in school, bicharo, then we'll see what to do after that. We'll make a plan. I said, you don't have any niyat for your child also. You don't have any plan, any niyat. Make a niyat and intention now. And put him in that direction and expose him to what only you want him to do. We don't expose him to something and he does something else. So make the need as a parent now. Al-waladu sirrun li-abi. The child is a secret to the father's heart. The child is a secret to the father's heart. What's in your heart will come out in your child. Once you want suffer, Uthman ibn Hamisa, Uthman barakatuhu, had our breakfast sitting on the veranda, 5-year-old boy, running up and down. And his dada was sitting there, grandfather was sitting there. All the cars were parked in front. So he's saying, dada, there's a 1.3, 1.6, GL, GLE, whatever. So Maana asked, grandfather, how you know the car's only 5 years old? He said, Maana, his father is a car fanatic. His father is a car fanatic. He didn't see the grill of the car, he'll tell you what model car it is. Vairam at home. Was in the father's life when his heart came out on the child. They say that the biggest teacher, muallim of the child is the bi'a, is the environment in the home. That's the biggest teacher. What's common in the house, the child will pick up. Whether he understands, he doesn't understand. Whether the mother tells the child also, you're driving me up the wall. Child doesn't, he's looking at the wall. But he knows it means something. If I push it any further, then there will be some repercussions. You're finishing my brains. Child doesn't understand finishing my brains. But he knows this is a death threat right now. I better be careful. But he understands it. There's an environment in the home. He understands this. Phrases also. He understands it. So when deen will come in the house, mashwara will come in the house, he knows now something is happening. They are discussing my akhirat right now. They are discussing my akhirat. Allah Ta'ala gave us these habits, this adah to make it ibadat. The salah is to link to Allah, not just for the salah. His future also should link him to Allah. Whether his rozi, whether his sustenance, whether his mashghala, whether his job, to link him to Allah. Not just to sustain his dunya. So how to make this mashwara in the home also such an important aspect of our life? With this ulama say, every bayan we learn something. Either we learn something new, it's a new concept of deen, or we reform some habit of ours. Bring something into our lives, or we pick up a level of ta'lim. Or we reform some certain thing in my akhlaq, my ibadat, my social interaction, my business dealings, my iman. Something there is reformed. But I take something back. This mashwara, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, wahi comes to him, battle of Uhud. O Nabi of Allah, naturally you are soft. Naturally you are approachable. But then too, it is through the rahmat of Allah. It is through the Habiba rahmatim min Allah. It is due to the rahmat of Allah, linta lahum, that you are gentle with them. That you are gentle with them. Great lesson for ourselves, my dear brothers. I'm the boss in the shop, company, in the home of the father. But look at Nabi of Allah, gentle with them. What a mistake happened. We lost 70 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. O Nabi of Allah, be gentle with them. This is the rahmat of Allah upon you. You are naturally soft, but then too, this is the rahmat of Allah upon you. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا. O Nabi of Allah, if you are harsh, harsh in your nature, now it is even in your look also, the way you looked at that person. Like the Hifz Ustaz sometime. Big challenge to teach. Hifz is the biggest challenge of the time, my dear brothers. The little boy will come with the Ustaz also. He didn't come. One day, 2 days, now you pitched up. Ustaz already gives him death threat. You make one mistake. One mistake you make. But Mahadrat says, O Ustaz, listen properly what he's reading. He's saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim. O my Ustaz, don't become like Shaitani Rajim. He creates anger. Don't get angry with me. Don't get angry with me. He's made from fire. You know, made from fire. O my Ustaz, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, teach me the name of Allah who is most kind. Be gentle with me. Show me love. That's why my Hazrat says that the Hibs Ustaz also, with the teaching, Hibs to make him a Hafiz. We're teaching this boy to become a lover of Quran Sharif. Rest of your life, you must love to read the Quran. Whether you become a Hafiz or not, but the rest of your life, how many Huffaz doesn't open Quran? No love for Quran Sharif. But how for him to fall in love with Quran Sharif? That will come from the Ustaz and the parents. So your Nabi of Allah is being, Allah is addressing him. If you are harsh in your temperament, in your mannerism, in your way, before that be gentle, don't be harsh. Me as a father also, be gentle, don't be harsh. There's times, yes, when I have to be firm, not rude and harsh and scream and shout. There's no need to. And they say couples also, why they shout when they're angry? Couples when they're fighting, say why they shout? But she's so close to you, same room, but he's shouting, she's shouting also. My mother says, you got two ladies fighting. Man doesn't fight. He has the broad shoulders, he keeps quiet, he listens with a smile. Man samatha naja, keeps quiet. Allah will give him success. The more he's on a fire, the more ammunition she has. Tomorrow morning she'll tell him, you told me one, two, and he forgot what we fought about. What the whole fight was, I can't even remember. But he said all these things. But everything in her mind, but he's forgotten. He says, keep quiet completely. Don't hurt her heart at all. Linta lahum, be gentle. Don't be harsh. They say some, we say now, these teachings are there at the time when you're being challenged. Not when you're cool and calm. When you're being challenged, now be gentle. Don't be harsh. O Nabi of Allah, you are harsh. غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. You are hard-hearted. Don't relent, you don't give in. It's always what you want to do. It's a give and take situation. Ask Allah for hidayat, ya Allah. What decision do I make now? And here our Hazrat teaches us, before we make the mashwara, read 7 times, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, guide me to the right decision, the right path. Tap into Allah Ta'ala's system. And outside the mashwara. It might not go your way in that mashwara, but later on the party will realize he said the right thing, let's do it that way. You keep quiet, you make your dua. If you are hard-hearted, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ صَحَابَ إِكْرَامُ would have run away from you. They would have run away from you. How many women say, I'm just making sabr, I have to live with him now. But he's so harsh, he's so hard. He can't even give a good word also. Even the good word he says to is sarcasm. Instead of saying the food was nice, the food was alright. I'm only playing, I'm joking. Broke the heart, then you do repair. See, the first time the food was very nice. Jazakallah, khalabak, reward you, Allah give you barakat. But say, you know, opposite way. Can't say it the right way the first time. Say the wrong way, then say I'm joking. But we know the reality. Which wife laughs at her husband's jokes? Doesn't happen. That is a joke. Doesn't happen. That's why I say be gentle. Be gentle with them. Don't use reverse psycho. Doesn't work with them. Nabi of Allah taught us, be straight. See that time the right thing at the right time. They will run away from you. Children also can't speak to them. And we see, we hear so commonly, young sir, make mashwara with their father. Mana coming mashwara with you. Why? You gotta check his mood first. Get him in the right space. See what time he came from work. How was his day? Check all of this. Otherwise, I don't know what he might tell me. Scared to speak to parents also. To look for the right time, right mood, etc. Whereas Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, even a slave girl could come and call him out of the masjid, sit with him on the roadside and talk to him. So simple. Slave could come and call him out. Here the children can't also. The reverse, other side of the coin, they say even the parents now, before Hazrat says we were living in homes, 3-bedroom cottage, 1 bathroom, 1 toilet, tell the children now, they say, how you live like that? How you manage like that? So that time 10 people, 1 house, so much of muhabbat, so much of love, so much of understanding. He says now each child has their own bedroom and ensuite. Effectively, they say that we're living in hotels. Eat your own time, sleep your own time, don't know what's happening behind the closed doors. And worse than that, one person says, my son has on the door there, no entry sign. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Trespassers will be shot on sight. So who's that for? My parents. Friends are welcome anytime. Friends can come. Anytime, walk in, walk out. Parents must knock. One parent told me, I took out his door. When he came home, there was no door. He said, this is my door. Father said, I must knock the door I put for you. I knocked it out. Why must I knock your door? I put the door there. Is that for me, the door? Father said, I took out the hinges and took out the door also. You're living in a house, not in a hotel. They put there, what, don't disturb. Don't disturb sign. Or no cleaning. It doesn't work here. This is a house. So just to make you a bit comfortable. So even the children say, we can't speak to the parents. Parents are afraid. One youngster came and told me, Morana, I got a big problem at home. So what's the problem? Say, my father don't listen to me. I said, Subhanallah. Your father don't listen to you. You're supposed to listen to your father. So from both sides, mashwara is to unite the hearts. Let's sit down and make mashwara. How to make mashwara? It will unite the hearts. Now you got a clear vision. Put in full-time hives, part-time hives, ask the ustaz. Son wants to get married. Daughter wants to do this. Allah guide us to the correct decision. I don't know, go into the qabr and there I made the wrong decision. There's no coming back now. There's no coming back. To make this mashwara now, especially end of the year we are sitting right now, what to do? And then make mashwara to ulama-i-karam. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرٍ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ If you don't know, ask those that know. Youngster will come ask Mawlana, I want to become a doctor. Mawlana, what he knows about doctors? Mawlana will tell him. We give mashwara to the youngster, he'll become engineer, become doctor. And I won't mind to send him to varsity. But how can you give permission to go to varsity? Brothers, we went to the varsity for gush, we can't make gush there also, it's so difficult. You go to the varsity to make gush, it's so difficult. Imagine, you're not there for gush, you're there for something else. So how to go? Then what the alim will say, here's the doctor's up over there, mashallah, I got a success story. Doctor has a success story. What is this doctor's success story? Alhamdulillah, within his degree, He made his akhirat, he made his deen, and he made his dunya. Ask him how he did it. Ask him how he did it. The young boys go to the family business, go sit with your father. Ask him how he made it. Zuhur time was closed, even for Zuhur namaz. Christmas day came also. Asr namaz, we gone for namaz. We closed up. That's how we made it, alhamdulillah. Never got involved in the banks, didn't go interest, overdraft, nothing. What we needed, we got. Allah gave us barakat. Youngsters now want to go big. Make mashwara. And then see the barakat Allah Ta'ala put in it. Allah will guide the hearts. So he also, Nabi Ali Salatu is commanded, forgive them, overlook them, don't be hard, don't be harsh. Fa'afu anhum, overlook them, forgive them. Not only that, was staghfir lahum, make istighfar for them. Ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for them. My son made a mistake, my daughter made a mistake. Overlook it, make istighfar. Wife made a mistake, wrong decision she made. Make istighfar for her. Washawirhum fil amr, now make mashwara with them. Now make mashwara with them. If I don't know, ask ulama ikram. That's why it's so important for every person to have some spiritual guide. Who to make mashwara with? Whether the imam, whether an alim, whether some elder in the home, in the family, who has a success story. When I tell youngsters, what is success story? They say, Moana, he bought his Porsche. He made it. Success. That's not success, man. That's not success. Allah will give you all that, no problem. Drive the car, alhamdulillah, to the masjid in the path of Allah, pick up the jamaat. Alhamdulillah. There's your jannati khadat. No problem. Allah has given it. But as one wise old man told his son, you can drive that car or this car, but if that car now, if that car is making you feel better than sitting in this car, then don't drive that car. Both cars will make you feel the same. Whether you're sitting in this car or that car doesn't make a difference. It's just a car. So these duas to be read, my dear brothers, when you're leaving the home, hudita, may Allah guide you for the day. Wukufita, Allah will suffice you for the day, whatever your needs are. Wukita, and Allah will keep you in His protection, divine protection from Allah. Just to conclude, that now we are going out, my dear brothers, it's a busy period also. A lot of things are happening, we're all worried about security. And then to something happens in the house, they broke in, Allah protect. Accident took place, Allah protect. We're going in the car, sometime only the father will read dua. Allah Pak will save him. Whole family must read dua. Whole family must read the dua. Allah will protect. Then do something happens. Allah, how this happened? We read dua, we took all sadaqah. We're not in dunya to live forever. Dunya is darul imti'an, darul imtila. Test will come. So Allah, how it happened? The riwayat is mentioned. That Allah Ta'ala stipulated for people, muaqibatun, min bayni yadi, min khalfi yahfazuna min amrillah. Allah has muaqibat, they change shifts, they protect you all the time. The child almost fell, ya Allah Pak. Allah Pak saved him. Almost met in an accident, Allah Ta'ala saved. Min amrillah, by the command of Allah. Riwayat says, when Allah Ta'ala sends down the test, and these malaika of protection, they step aside. They step aside, and now they allow this taqdeer to come down. Allah's test is coming on him. Let's see which way his heart is going to go. Test is on, whether fear of wealth, life, rosy, whatever it may be, Allah says the test is on. This place is to test you. How is he going to react? Then Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, for you to understand whether this was a test, whether it was punishment. How do I discern? How do I understand? You see, when it happens at that time, where the heart went to? Where your heart went to, you'll understand now whether it was punishment from Allah, whether it was a test from Allah and you passed. And when the test happened at that time, calamity struck you. And immediately, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ju'ni fi musibati wa khlufli khayran minha wa khlifli khayran minha. Allah, reward me in this calamity. Allah, you give me better. He said the right thing, he did the right thing. He passed the test. He passed the test. But if the heart goes more towards dunya, something happened to the car. Now insurance, bank manager, this, that. Say, now he went to makhluk. Allah says, is that a test? Is a punishment. How much further are you going to go away? Well, unless you're going to go to somebody and make mashwara. What happened? If somebody will inspire my heart to do the right thing. To conclude, inshallah, one person was passing through Durban some years ago. Very big businessman. Thursday night, Majlis Mellonstone Road. Mala Patel Sahib Rahim was giving bayan on interest and usury. Interest, riba. They give the example, person now is paying or is receiving 3,000 and 4,000 and premiums is paying every month. In case something has to happen, he says effectively it means that I've got one farm there outside Durban and I'm rearing 300, 400 or 3,000 pigs. In case now there's no meat supply in the city, I got some pigs over there. I'm covered. See, that's what you are doing right now. That's what you are doing right now. And this person now, from a foreign country, Zambia, very wealthy, super rich, but entire empire based upon riba. Heard the bayan, he got inspired. They say, few years later he returned to Maulana. May Salam, Maulana, you don't know me, but I know you. I heard your one bayan. I went back home, called the family, made mashwara. We can't carry on living like this. This is haram, this. Haram lifestyle, haram income. I'm now sizing down. I closed up the cash and carry, the wholesale and everything else. He said, Moana, I cleared everything, sold the cars, moved into a small flat, gave the house. Allah gave him himmat. And you said, Moana, you said in a short span of time, Allah will give you 10 times more. Freehold. He said, Moana, I'm coming back after 2 years, it was plus minus. Well, I'm coming to tell you my car guzari. I gave up everything. It wasn't easy. It was difficult. And now I have such a roaring business, 10 times the size I had before, freehold. Absolutely freehold. Just a little mashura with the family and inspiration from you. Alhamdulillah, I'm a free man completely now. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. That we make mashura with somebody. Go to our elders, listen to them, call mashwara in our home, whether they be our children, whether they be ourselves, our youngsters right now, how to make the holidays into holy days. They're going to be at home, make mashwara. We have the local jamaats that are moving. Send them out in the path of it. Through mashwara, we see the barakat. You will never regret and then never suffer a loss. Nabi of Allah is commanded, we by extension also commanded, make mashwara. Sit in our homes, make mashwara, whatever it may be. We got some da'wah somewhere, we go holiday somewhere. We mentioned, take our emergency kits with us. Our things that we need as Muslims, etc., etc. How to protect our iman, make mashwara with the family, with the children. That last part is mentioning also when we're going. Have our namaz times also. We're going to a certain resort, right? This is all the namaz time, azan, iqama. Otherwise the time will just pass. And as I said, the change of ibadat, our relaxation is in the ibadat of Allah. So we got our namaz on time, then our eating, then alhamdulillah. Little bit of ta'lim, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And then the entire holiday became ibadat also. This adat becomes ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to become an inshallah.